At the time of his trial, Standing Bear did not have the right to take a matter to court. However, this judge allowed the leader to speak and what he had to say. One short sentence in particular still resonates today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Larry Dwyer knows the story well. He wrote the award-winning book, Standing Bear's Quest for Freedom. Standing Bear, chief of the Ponca, saw his peaceful tribe of farmers forcibly removed from Nebraska to Oklahoma in 1877, when Standing Bear left Oklahoma to bury his son in Nebraska. Just a year after moving to Oklahoma, he was arrested in Omaha.
Because the United States Supreme Court in 1831 ruled Native Americans were not human beings. They were wards of the government, and therefore we take care of them. They can stay in their land as long as we want them to stay there.
Native Americans did not have standing to go to court, yet a federal judge was willing to hear the case. On May 1st and 2nd of 1789, the trial was held in Omaha.
Standing Bear is called as a witness. He's the first Native American ever to go into a federal court, first of all with a case, secondly to be called as a witness.
After closing arguments, Standing Bear was allowed to address the court. His speech, in one particular phrase, would become well known.
He speaks for about a half hour and gives what is known famously as, I am a man. If my hand bleeds and your hand bleeds, the color of my blood is the same as yours. I am a man.
The judge made his ruling 10 days later.
Under the 14th Amendment, a Native American is a person under the law and is entitled to due process of law. Standing Bear was arrested for no reason, and the Poncas are therefore free.
The federal government did not pursue the case at the U.S. Supreme Court. Standing Bear and others of the Ponca tribe were helped by locals from Omaha of many political and religious backgrounds to regain a portion of their ground and begin farming again. Standing Bear himself was asked to speak extensively, especially in the eastern U.S. He died in 1908 at the age of 79 and is buried on the ancestral homelands in Nebraska. Traveling the countryside in Omaha, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.